100 word stories.
Well, hello everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, although a week late on the weekly stories, but I was recording them and I'm just lazy. But no interviews last week, but waiting on the results of one which I'm kind of want, but I don't know, I'm hoping. And another offer was, it wasn't good. And I know beggars can't be choosers, but not exactly begging yet. I've got a while to go, and there was one that was going to have meetings at like 4 in the morning, but I made the short list, but I didn't make the short list, and I don't understand. So, whatever. Good luck to them. I don't know if my style would have fit them anyway. They had a strange documentation style that, I don't know, makes sense, but that's them. Anyway, the weekly challenge this week, 1047. Wow, that's a lot. It's railing. And we got the usual gang of cool people. Yes, you are cool people. And if you want to be one of the cool people, be cool. Well, you can also send a story in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. And there you have it. Anyway, here are the stories for the week. I'm not going to ramble too much. My tooth was bothering me at the beginning of the week, and I think it may have been all the zero sugar chocolate or the sodas, and I'm trying to cut back down, so back to iced tea and whatever. So who knows, it was my sinuses as well, and it just everything avalanches to everything else, but it'll be okay. And I've been feeling good without the NyQuil, so until the next thing goes wrong, it's all right. And my weight is, I'm hitting a new low, and still doing the walks, even though I didn't walk last night. I made up for it with a long walk this morning, and I'm about to go on one for my noon walk. So there you go. And I'll be very sweaty. Ugh. Anyway, here are the stories.
Good morning, Richard here, and here's my story. As a lad, I loved trains. A railway line ran past the end of our school playing field, and during break times and lunch, a bunch of us used to congregate there to watch the trains passing. Sometimes, we'd sneak onto the line, clambering over the railing to place coins on the track, to be flattened as the trains thundered over them. It was a laugh, and we were always very careful. Well, maybe not always. One sunny spring day, my best friend Brian lingered on the line just a little too long. I don't like trains anymore. That's it. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The stairs to the basement had no railing. No one ever goes down there anyway, he said. One day, they decided to sell the house. There was nothing but a small apothecary cabinet with empty drawers in the basement. Who put this here? She shrugged. Ah, garbage. That's when the problems started. He tripped and hit his head on the corner of the cabinet. She twisted an ankle and he dislocated a shoulder while trying to move it. Enough was enough. They decided to leave it behind. the cabinet whispered, "Railing." They rushed to sell the house for half its worth. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called If Only. On the surface, one might consider railing and vetching of equal stature, while both zero in on projected states of displeasure, vetching is in a league of its own. Railing is an end in itself, a purging of injustice seeking resolution. To vetch is to drag everyone within earshot through the nine rings of hell. If done correctly, an infinite chain of propositions, each expressly delivered with a world-weary voice filled with hopelessness. While I'm quite skilled at railing on and on and on, I do not have the endurance to vetch out. I lack the guile and the wit. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The great stone sarcophagus in the corner of the cemetery is rather impressive. Wreathed in ivy and covered with the moss of ages, it stands alone in its own remote, dedicated plot. Like so many of its kind, it is surrounded by a wrought iron railing. Unlike other plots, however, the railing is topped with razor wire, coated with anti-climb paint, and bears numerous bright yellow warning notices attached on all sides. These measures are not designed to keep trespassers and curious onlookers out, but rather to keep someone safely and securely confined inside. Welcome to my humble abode.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1047 with the prompt of railing. So here's my story. Bilbert followed Mandy out of her room to the railing of the stairs, looking down on the main floor of the house. She turned to him, tears in her eyes. "I'm sorry, Bilbert. This was something I had to do. You can do whatever you want, say whatever you want, just don't ask me about the ring and don't take it off." Bilbert held up his hands, about to ask why, but found he couldn't put the question into words. Eventually, he just said, "Okay then, what do we do now?" Mandy shrugged. "Maybe we should make something to eat." Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
The couple leaned against the decorative railing of the Delta Queen, admiring the view of the natural vegetation along the shores of the Mississippi River. Behind them, the steam-powered Calliope organ was playing a joyful tune, echoing back from the valleys. Their excitement was building as they would be the next to get a chance to learn how to play it and be rewarded with a certificate. Decades later, long after divorce, their son would find an old framed photograph of the beautiful steam-powered paddle boat on her wall, showing that his mother still cherished that moment in time.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Railing of Lost Things. There's a railing where the Portobello Road meets Westway. The Railing of Lost Things. People travel to leave their finds on it. It has single gloves, socks and wellies, scarves flap in the breeze, and rusting keys nestle where the rails join the floor. It's an impossibly beautiful curation. A place for the faded, sun-scorched and old. I visit when I'm that side of town, remembering the day that I met my husband there all those years ago, as I wove a blanket through the metal posts, hoping someone cold would find it and claim it as their own. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
It's been a long time since I've lived above the ground floor. I think the last time was when I was on the third floor of a new apartment complex. We had a small balcony and a railing, but we never went out there. One day my roommate left the door open. And I knew this because I saw one of my cats balanced on the railing, but not balancing all that well. I got up and ran to the balcony and grabbed her just as she was about to fall. I don't think we ever went out there again.
Okay, do we want to wrap this thing up? Cool. Alright, so those are the stories this week on the topic of railing. And there's some really good ones. And I like people taking different directions on the word. Those are my favorite topics where they can be interpreted differently. Although, even if it's the same word, people go in different directions. And that's pretty cool. Or if there's convergent evolution with an open word. The next topic is give up, which people think I kind of have, but I'm still kind of hanging in there, but we'll see. And what I really like doing with coming up with the weekly stories, the ones during the day, I go for my walks and then I do text to speech and, or speech to text. See, I already got that screwed up. Which is why I just wait until Sunday to post them sometimes. But I'll catch up. One of these days I will. I keep saying that. Anyway, the next topic is give up. So go ahead and get creative. And I will see y'all until then. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.